7th District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
The Democrats are back again with a proposal that would allow property taxes to skyrocket. What's up with that?
So this bill would remove the state's limit on property tax increases that can be enacted by local governments without voter approval. Right now, the taxes are limited to that 1%. This bill is the worst I've ever seen. It gets rid of the cap. There's no limit except the growth of population and inflation. If it had been in place, say, over the last decade, our property tax growth rate could have been nearly 5%. Here's the kicker, folks. If the state and local governments take full advantage, we could see annual increases of 8% or more. And there's a compounding effect to that as well. So let's suppose you have a $200 million statewide impact in the first year. Because those increases compound, it could be $1.7 billion by year six. All the work that we've done to share concerns over a lack of affordable housing, inability of people to get into their first homes, really skyrocketing increase in rents. Folks, this is just going to make that worse. But it's not the only thing we have on our agenda as far as tax increase proposals. We have payroll tax. If you make over a certain amount of money, those employers are going to be taxed on that. The wealth tax. It doesn't stop there. Fee increases. Discover Pass up 50%. Hunting and fishing licenses up 40%. Liquor licenses up 50%. There's so many more fees than just what I've talked about. This budget is a disaster. The tax package is a disaster. I am just completely stunned with the direction the state is taking this year.
Seventh District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis.